It's Pete Holland here with you this afternoon on your greatest hit station, 2NM, and we've seen some snow up in the Barrington, some good snow falls over the last couple of days, and more of that is potentially due over the weekend. Now, one of the lucky ducks who got up there and took some amazing photos, which I managed to track her down to have a chat about, is Kate Bowen. How are you, Kate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Pete.
Now, you got to go up to the Barringtons the other day and took some amazing photos and some video as well, but you were up there because you had to work.
Yeah, what a terrible imposition.
Oh, too right, to be up there in the snow and get paid for it.
Yeah, well, it was very interesting. We sort of went up there to do a job, and due to the amount of snow, we didn't get it done, but we certainly were very, very lucky to experience some amazing scenes, I suppose.
Mm. Now, you were up there chasing frogs, endangered frogs, along with the University of Newcastle. So tell us, what makes these frogs so special that we need to go and chase them in the snow?
Well, I guess it's more the prep that we were putting in for when they're about. At the moment, obviously, they're all asleep and they're hibernating during this freezing cold time, which I don't blame them at all. So I guess our job was to get some audio data loggers up there so that we can hear for when they're around. And that was sort of our prep work, I guess, for when the season does start up. So when they are around and they're more prevalent, then we'll head back up and try and do some more research work on them. It's for the Davies tree frog. They're currently listed as vulnerable, so we want to make sure that we don't lose this precious species from such an amazing area of our world, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess people would think, oh, it's only a frog, what's it going to matter? But it makes a difference to the whole system, doesn't it, the whole structure?
Absolutely, yeah. I know the uni does a bit of work up there as well with the broad-toothed rat, which is also an endangered species. So, you know, it's just you lose one and the whole scale tips. Mm. And so, yeah, everything that we can do, I guess, is really important, and it definitely matters in the scale of things. So it's always really exciting to be a part of that sort of thing and to be a part of such a wonderful team at the uni who are so dedicated in this sort of field. I've done a lot of work locally with the uni with a different species of frog, and they're so dedicated and they work really, really hard at what they do, and having that relationship with national parks as well gives us such wonderful opportunities there to get out up there and do some incredible things, I guess, and be in that amazing snow.
Exactly. Now, I guess you were the supervisor of the day because you did you did get some video and plenty of photos. So,
I wish. I wish. No, I'm very luckily just the lackey in this situation. No, it was definitely amazing to have that little bit of time to concentrate on looking around and seeing all the little details and some of the things that we saw, just even with that little dusting of snow, it just made it so magical.
It certainly was, and your photos look amazing, and thanks for sharing them with us. Kate, thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us this afternoon on the cruise, and
good luck,
and keep up the great work you're doing with the endangered frogs and all.
Thank you so much.
There's Kate Bowen. She was lucky enough to be in the Barringtons with the snow the other day. You can check it all out on our website or over on our Facebook page. I've put a link as well. More of your greatest hits are coming up after the break. You're on 981 2NM.